So when you bought the Tulsa Municipal Theater, talk about the neighborhood, the conditions here.
Good point, John.
And what was going on. So first of all, tell us about that. Describe that.
Well, my first introduction was when R.C. Bradley came back from Duke University, and he became a promoter here, and he got the rights to Kane's Ballroom and started promoting shows there. So this was in 1973. So when we came down here, there was a bottle shop where the tavern is now that sold pint bottles of liquor.
That's the tavern restaurant.
Tavern restaurant. Right. And this was before David Sharp had acquired any of that property. And above that, they had rooms for rent, not very nice rooms. And other than that, there were dilapidated warehouses down here that had nothing in them. Probably it was mainly a warehouse district. And there was some oil field manufacturing going on. But other than that, there was nothing going on. There were no apartments like we have today. There were no restaurants. There were no bars. It was a dilapidated part of Tulsa. In the 60s, something called urban renewal went on. And it was the thinking there with the powers that be that the thing to do was to tear down a lot of these dilapidated buildings, which a ton of them were torn down. The ones on either side of the railroad tracks are all gone, the red brick buildings. So anyway, when we were down here, when R.C. and his entourage started Kane's up in 1973, we literally had to kind of walk around the dilapidated condition of the neighborhood just to get to the front door and get in there.
Into Kane's.
And it was the first entertainment destination. Well, of course, when Kane's was going, like a great showplace it was in the 40s, I wasn't around, but I'm sure it was a different situation then. But in 1973... the lady who owned it, she wasn't doing anything with it, and we really had to work around the neighborhood just to get to the place, and so did the audience. The audience was kind of leery of coming down here and parking, even going to shows.
73, so then 75 is when you...
77 is when the Municipal Theater went up for sale by the city of Tulsa. And really, the neighborhood had not changed very much then.
Yeah. Did that bother you as you considered buying the theater?
People thought I was crazy.
And did you think you were crazy?
Well, I had a passion for music, as you have described, whether or not you want to give it credit to my father or whatever.
But, right. So that didn't bother you that the area was not very
No, I
appealing.
Went into that theater and I heard the acoustics and I thought, this is a jewel. It's just a total jewel. It's in a bad neighborhood. Oh, well.
Right.
Yeah.
I just want to emphasize how you saved the building from demolition.
Right.
If you hadn't bought it from the city of Tulsa, they were considering demolishing it.
Well, there were two dairy companies at that point in time that were right across the street from Tulsa Theater. Literally right across Brady to the south. And to the west, there was Carnation, large dairies. So you had an industrial element going on where that had taken over the neighbor. You had warehouses and you had some light industry going on. There was no recreation. There were no bar, et cetera, no restaurant, none of that.
Right.
So the city, I believe, and I'm speculating here, that they were thinking, well, no one's going to buy this place and revive it as a theater. So these dairy companies will probably take it over, either tear it down or whatever, and use it for some industrial purpose. And that was the thinking, yes. And most of the people I knew thought, why are you buying that place?
So I'm trying to emphasize again, you saved this building from demolition.
Well, thank you.
And preserved it as a historical piece. For Tulsans forever and ever, and $35,000.
Right, which is just a fraction of what it costs once we got in there.
Right, because then you got in and you put many dollars.
Do you want the full story on the 35?
Yes.
Okay, no. So in 1977, Oral Roberts went on a promotional campaign for donations. He'd go on TV, he'd go on the radio, and he'd say, we're building the City of Faith Hospital. And, you know, it's a miracle that this happened. And in a vision, I was told that I could only accept donations in increments of 7. So if you send some money in to help me get this City of Faith built, it needs to be either 7 cents or 77 cents or $77,777 or whatever. So my mother and my father had a sense of humor about these kinds of things. And when we put the bid in, we put it in for $37,777.77 as a tribute to Oral. My dad knew Oral Roberts.
Oh, okay.
Sure he did. And my dad knew all those guys.
Mm-hmm.
They were friends. And they would chuckle about stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's funny that your bid went in for that amount of money.
It was kind of a tribute to Oral. Yeah.
So your mother and dad were around when you were buying this?
Oh, yes. They were instrumental. If it wasn't for my mom and her generosity, none of this would have happened.
Okay.
It's because they were the seed money.
All right.
To get it done.
Good.
And my dad had been down here doing Philharmonic for all those years.
Yes.
He would kind of shield his eyes when I would talk about it, like, oh, okay, you want that place, huh? Oh. My mother was totally into it.
But it wasn't that tough a sell your father.
No, he said, he appreciated that I wanted to keep the building going,
mm-hmm.
a place where he had, you know, worked basically for years.
And you probably don't even want to know how many dollars you put into this place since then.
None of us want to know. But that 37 was just a fraction of the true cost.
Was it the last show at the theater, Todd Rundgren?
That when the city owned it, yes. And the city had, or the announcer at the show had told the audience to take a piece of the seats with them when they left.
Really?
Yes. Yeah, so and so the seats were kind of banged up when I got here. And the city of Tulsa had told their employees to go in and take whatever they wanted. So there was no heating system. Even the door closers were missing. The filigree hardware on some of the doors had been taken off. You know, we had a huge challenge in front of us.
Yes.
To get it up and running again.
Isn't there a tunnel?
There's what we call a pipe chase under it. And there may have been, a lot of these buildings 120 years ago did have tunnels going under the streets to adjoining buildings.
Right,
and we don't know for sure if this one had one, but it's been blocked off if there was one.
Okay, but the tunnel is to accommodate.
There's a pipe chase that runs all the way under the theater, which you can walk through.
Yeah.
And it accommodates all the pipes.
You call it a pipe chase. You're chasing pipes. You're following pipes.
Yes. It has the steam pipes, the plumbing, the sewer pipes. Everything's down there.
Yeah. Trivia question. What was the last song sung when the city owned it by Todd Rundgren?
Hello, It's Me?
Hello, It's Me.
Well, that's his big hit. That's the only reason I guessed that was because his biggest hit.
He did a somersault from a 15-foot... pyramid.
Oh, he had a
place in the middle of the stage.
He had a trampoline set up. Yeah, I did not see that show. I will confess.